Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
82 to you.
82 to you, sir.
Oh, 82 to you.
All right.
82 to you and everybody who looks like you.
82, Brute?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, how was your week, Scott?
It was great. How was your week, Andy?
It was weak.
Week?
Yeah, it's just, it's making the bills, you know, and it sucks.
You were working and I wasn't.
Living someone else's dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, whatever. So tell me about your awesome week. There's nothing I can talk about my week because it was wall-to-wall work and then come home, watch some friends, because why not? I'll be there for you. When the rain starts to fall, I'll be there.
Yeah. I don't know. I always thought that was an overrated show, even when it was on.
Wait. Even with the nipples?
Yeah.
Especially with the nipples.
Especially. I mean...
Well, three of them were Chandler's.
Joey's. Oh. Joey was one of Chandler's three nipples.
Yes. I will say that Ross is the worst human being ever written for television.
Possibly.
And I include the Lifetime rapists. I include Richard Boner Stabone. Kurt Cameron's not a character. That's just who he is, so yeah. That doesn't count. Ross Geller is a pile of shit in every possible way.
Okay.
So that's fun. I'm doing that. Oh, did you hear... First of all, this isn't related to the true Holy Trilogy, which is, of course, episodes 4, 5, and 6. This is related to the other trilogy, which has hobbits and wizards and orcs, oh my.
Okay.
A fan created a Tolkien cut of The Hobbit. He took all three Hobbit movies, cut out massive amounts of footage,
mm-hmm.
edited them down to 1 4-hour movie, and it's supposedly very good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Need to find that.
Well, I'll look for it. I don't know where I...
Okay.
I'll find it.
Also, we need to figure out soon how to do the Star Wars cut.
Yes.
From the LaserDiscs.
From the LaserDiscs, right.
Figure out whatever connectors I need for that. The
you know what? I think you actually need some power converters. I think you can pick them up at Tashi Station. You can have fun with your friends later.
My week was predominantly spent reading Fat Chance, a book that my dad got me.
I thought it was Christmas. About me if my name was Chance.
It's about sugar.
Oh, the devil.
And how bad that is. And
yeah.
It's awesome because I may not understand everything about it from an actual medical / scientific standpoint, but it's at least explaining it in a way that I can understand, get behind, and makes my brain happy.
Right.
To a point of now I understand that I should just implement that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it helps a number of the issues that I have body-wise.
Me too.
And the fact that just because... I mean, my doctor said, I will always be... Don't worry about downsizing so much.
Mm-hmm.
I will always be a big, imposing individual.
Mm-hmm. I'm imposed.
And you know, same with you. Subcutaneous fat is not bad. We need to have that for the body to function. It's the visceral fat that you can't see, which is organ fat and everything internally that's bad.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't see that weight loss. So the goal of weight loss is why everyone gets depressed and falls off diets, because if you choose a healthy lifestyle, you will eventually gain muscle and lose the fat that you need to, but you may not dramatically lose weight because you're replacing things and et cetera, et cetera. So I normally don't have time to read, and on the trip, I just, you know, forced myself to, this is going to be my vacation. I didn't have Wi-Fi at the place, and just, you know, enjoyed being able to read and, and catch up and unplug myself, which was really quite awesome.
Catch up.
I did watch the Ducks lose horribly in the first ever collegiate championship football game for national champion. Normally it's just based on writer polls from AP and this other. It's sort of an arbitrary bullshit thing.
Okay, gotcha.
That's been very controversial. And now they actually had a system set up to actually have two teams actually play, and the number two ranked Ducks and the number five ranked Ohio State played for the championship, and Ohio State beat the shit out of the Ducks.
This is AM 970 with all your sports talk radio coming to you live from Scotty Brown, your sports correspondent.
We haven't even gotten to the Seahawks yet.
I don't even want to. I don't know if I want to get to that. I was sitting here having fun talking about fat. All right?
Okay.
Because my liver.
Sorry.
My liver is sassy and has a Tumblr account, motherfucker. All right?
Your liver, my scotch-addled, well-pickled liver, has your fat and then some.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Also, went to Disneyland.
See, I was going to set up a foie gras joke, but all right, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, it's too late. Go with the foie gras.
We've gone beyond it.
Foie gras?
You know what? I don't want to shove this down your throat. So go ahead and go to Disneyland.
I'm a little duckling.
Goosling,
anyway.
Goosling, Gosling?
Gosling.
Gosling. What is it? It's a row of goslings guzzling. I don't know. What?
But yeah, so for the first time in, I think, 40 years, I went back to Disneyland. Funny, some things never change. Some things.
Still racism.
Oh my God, are amazing.
Oh, okay.
And the Star Tours is simply divine.
You go to Divine's house?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's in the middle of Disneyland.
What?
Not Disneyland, California.
Oh, right.
Or California Adventure.
If I had to pick a place for Divine's house to be, it would probably be in the middle of Disneyland. So
yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, you were now two up on me for going to Disneyland or Disney World or any really big theme park. I've been to Silverwood. Speaking of things never changing and racism.
Yes, I've never been there. Heard of it.
yeah, it's near Hayden Lake. And Garfield is their mascot, so you know it's quality.
Oh, yeah.
When Garfield is your mascot, like Knott's Berry Farm, they got the little bald kid with the tumor, Charlie Brown. But, yeah, no.
And jam.
Well, of course, it's Knott's Berry Farm, home of Knott's Jam.
Yes.
Snoopy, though. They get the Snoopy. I got Garfield. He hates Mondays. That's a ride. It's not really a ride.
No.
It's more of an experience.
So yeah, it's spendy. Holy crap, way more than I remembered. But the nice thing is that the last time I was there, there were different ride tickets. And you got so many A, B, C, D, and E tickets, and you could go on different rides.
Is that where the term E-ticket came from?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
E-ticket ride, yeah.
So that's like the good one.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And they have a thing now that is kind of awesome called Fast Pass.
Yeah.
You can go and you can only get one of them at a time. Mm-hmm. And everything's electronically calculated, but you can go up and go, I want to go on Star Tours.
Okay.
And I'm willing to wait. And usually it's about an hour wait.
Mm-hmm.
But then instead of standing in line for 35 to 45 minutes, mm-hmm. you say, I'm going to come back later. And it says, okay, return between this time.
Ah, okay.
And then you do, and they have a special line for those people. So you can go, oh, Star Tours is a 45-minute wait. I'm just going to do this. Tink. Go on It's a Small World or whatever that has mm-hmm. a 10-minute wait.
Right.
Do that. And then come back at the aforementioned time and go through the fast track line. However, sometimes a lot of people are returning at the same time.
Right.
And it's the same wait, if not more screwy.
Gotcha. Well, because then you have people who are also like, I'm entitled to the fast lane. So.
Right.
Which is, I assume, how people in Disneyland talk.
Let's
go get us a hamburger.
Or it's higher pitched.
Oh, let's go get us a hamburger. Ha ha.
Yes.
Okay. Gosh.
But yeah, it was an awesome time, and the first half of the day lines were pretty minimal. In fact, the whole day, apparently, mm-hmm. you know, now is the time to go because it was cold there.
Good.
65 to 70 degrees. Everyone walking around in jackets.
And you're like, oh, geez, I should have worn my shorts.
I did. I was still sweating balls.
Gross.
But yeah, it was a good time.
Cool. That's cool.
I had fun.
Well, that's really cool.
Almost saw Connor Marks. Not at Disneyland, but tried to coordinate seeing Connor Marks. But
almost saw him.
Almost.
Like, I have a shaky cam video. It's kind of blurry. It's, you know, Super 8. There he is. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Could be.
Prove to me it's not him.
I just want to see Connor Marks on a cryptozoological show, you know, like History Channel or whatever that does that kind of thing these days.
Mm-hmm.
Learning Channel. We're oh, that's a Marx. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
We're studying the elusive Connor Marks in the wild.
How would you shorten that in a way that sounds as rednecky as Squatch? Because they go, oh, that's a Squatch. Oh, you hear that? That's a
Con
Squatch.
Mon.
Yeah. Anyway, can't talk about what we're doing tomorrow.
Nope.
For a while. You guys will know soon.
Yeah, the good thing is they should know by next podcast.
Oh, easily. Yeah, and we'll be definitely talking about that on the next podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some shout-outs to some things. For example, Jesse Lee Keeter.
Yay!
Who was on the latest episode of Grimm. So go to your Hulu's box machine. Or your other completely legal downloading services.
Yes.
Or your DVR or, you know, or your Hoppa if you've got the fucking Dish Network or whatever. And check out Grimm. And now that your ears are bleeding from that cough, you know, check it out.
I turned my head and coughed.
Just watch it in mono. You'll be fine. So Jesse Lee Keeter hanging out there.
And also Rob McLennan gave a shout out.
Right.
To that effect. So I just want to.
Oh, Rob, thank you.
Make sure that we're mentioning.
I didn't know they got Grimm in Canada because I didn't think anybody up there believed in fairy tales.
I just thought that everyone was happy in Canada.
Yeah. You don't need fairy tales if you're happy. Not Grimm. You can probably get that, you know, you can probably get that lycanthropy taken care of on the government dime.
They have Lost Girl for their Grimm thing.
Right. That's right. Additionally, it's Amazon pilot season.
It certainly is.
And you know what? You don't know what that means because nobody knows what that means. So Amazon is basically...
Holy crap, are there a lot of them.
There are, including animated shows, which I thought was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have Amazon Prime, and I think you don't even need Prime for these. I think you might be able to watch them free without Prime. I'm not sure. They might just be free on Amazon Instant, like the first episode of things.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes free. Anyway, Man in the High Castle is a locally produced
Yep.
Granted, it does star mostly people from Disneyland. Yeah. But it stars almost Connor Marks.
Almost.
But it's a revisionist history. But it's a revisionist history of revisioned history. So it's the 60s, and it's a revisionist history of what would have happened if the Third Reich won World War II.
And Richard Nixon sought a third term of office.
Well, so give it a watch. Man in the High Castle. It's getting very, very good reviews based on a Philip K. Dick novel.
Executive produced by Ridley Scott. I did not know
executive
that until I
watched produced it. Produced by Skidley Rott.
Mm-hmm.
You know that Scott and I love Dick, so go watch this. Philip K. or otherwise. So what else we got going on?
Still waiting to hear if Z Nation... I think Z Nation got picked up. That's officially been said or out there or something.
Yes.
However, we don't know if it's going to be here or not.
Right.
Apparently, they can just decide that, hey, we built all this infrastructure and fuck you, we're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, we're going to go to Georgia or whatever.
So, we're waiting to find out if that's going to get...
So, keep your fingers crossed.
Pulled. Yeah, because that would be a nice thing.
Yeah.
I found out that Camp Abercorn is almost finished and will start being shopped around.
Yay!
It's a shame that it couldn't get, since it is just a pilot, backed on to the Amazon pilot season. That
right.
would have been a perfect
offering. Yeah. I've been looking at this stuff. I don't know if that's how it works or if you actually have to go through the entire production process with Amazon initially. I'm pretty
probably
sure
probably do.
Yeah, but. I think so, except for I think the animation stuff. The animation stuff looks like it might be shopped to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But I also heard, and this is public, so I can say it, Amazon is now doing feature-length movies as well. So there's something to think about. And they're in Seattle, so maybe it'll happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I also found out that's kind of not public knowledge, but I think I can say it because it was told to me by a producer at a time where I kind of needed the boost. They liked Avalanche so much that he has been rewritten for the show.
Nice.
So if it gets picked up.
Very cool.
Some awesome work for myself.
That's great.
And I got a really weird phone call right before I left on my trip.
Hello? Is this John? Is this John? Hello? Is it John? Hello?
It was very similar to that.
Oh, okay.
And I kept it was a number that I did not recognize at all, and an area code that I did not recognize at all. And
it was like a Q with umlauts over it. That's not a number.
Yeah. And someone was saying, Scott Brown, is this the Scott Brown? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, man, this voice is really familiar. I don't know. It was Buddy Garrity from Friday Night Lights.
Oh.
Calling me.
Holy shit.
And right before the Cowboys game.
Holy shit. That's really
on
cool.
his way to the Cowboys game, and I was just like, oh my God, Brad Leland, how's it going, buddy? And so we were talking about many things, one of which was the football game, and a shout out to Brophy for that, and a shout out to, I'm sorry guys that the Cowboys didn't win.
Let's just go ahead and get this over with. Let's just go ahead and do this.
Oh yeah, we haven't done that yet.
So,
Cowboys lost to Green Bay.
What happened on Sunday?
We
tell
are
me.
Going to the Super Bowl.
No, we're not. We can't afford that. It's $5,000 a fucking ticket.
Okay, you and I aren't going to the Super Bowl.
We are not
Bowl.
Going to the Super Bowl. But they're streaming it for free. NBC is doing that. Did you hear that?
They're what?
They're streaming the Super Bowl for free. NBC is. So you can watch it anywhere, on your phone, whatever. I know you're going to be at a house probably full of bacon-wrapped something and scotch.
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
It'll be at Rafael Pompeo's.
Even if it's bacon-wrapped Julio the cabin boy, you're
going to
be full.
I'm going to be eating whatever is bacon-wrapped.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully it's the Patriots. Hey-o! Hey! That's the other team, right?
That is, okay. Correct, yes. The New England... Are you mad, bro? I guess they're calling it the You Mad Bowl I don't know, from 2 years ago or something, Sherman said something to Brady. I don't follow any of that crap. It's just two teams playing.
We're gonna make a dish for you to take to this party. It's gonna be Skittles and Boston baked beans. Sound good?
Oh yeah.
All right.
Sounds appropriate.
Just eat the sons of bitches.
Yeah, we'll just put taste the rainbow. Right down the
taste feel the rainbow. The rainbow.
Yes. In overtime, through a game that was lesser mortals did not stick it out, but
nope.
Todd Downing and I finally got to see his new place over in Port Orchard, which is an awesome place.
It's a forest with a little house in it. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah. And we watched the game and were some of the few that stayed all the way through to the end. And we're very, very, very well rewarded for our diligence.
Yeah, so it was just like a Marvel movie.
Yep.
Stay until after you think it's over.
Yep. And
you got your Howard the Duck play.
Somehow.
Plays. Now, let me. Okay, so I follow sports to the extent of I want to know whether or not I'm going to get run over driving on certain streets.
Right.
So we were monitoring the game, and it was, I want to say 19-7 for a long time. I think it was 19-7.
I believe that to be the correct score.
And I mean, it was like fourth quarter, 2 minutes and something left.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, cool. It's done. We're fine, right? And then we're walking down a street in Tacoma because we went to coffee with a friend and we're walking down a street in Tacoma and suddenly the town erupts. There is this just loudness everywhere. And we're thinking, okay, they scored. You know, that's cool. You know, make it closer for the end. That's awesome. And then all of us had our phones on the table and they all start shaking with updates. And it's the Seahawks are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The update.
So. Yeah. It was quite amazing.
Yeah.
Very happy about it.
Yep.
And
I'm happy because it makes my friends happy. I don't really care that much, but I'm happy because you're happy, buddy.
Well, you and Dennis, who can't spell Go Hawks, but
how do you spell it? How do you spell it?
GEAUHOCKS as
yeah,
one word.
Gooey Hawks.
Gooey Hawks. Which is on many levels works.
Yeah.
And Rob McLennan says congratulations to the Seahawks on the foosballs.
Foosballs.
Very close. One letter off. Footsballs.
Foosballs.
But yes.
Right. Hots as balls. Or no, you were sweating balls. That's right. You were sweating foosballs.
Sweaty
balls. So.
Sweating gooey balls.
Cool. So can we be done talking about football until after the Super Bowl now?
Yes, which means the next podcast, we won't be talking about football.
I have a feeling.
You get an entire... No.
Really? Thank you, Scott.
You get an entire football-free podcast next week.
I like my podcast with no balls.
Moving on.
I want to take a shot at Don and say, if that was true, I'd be listening to Dead FM right now. Hey-o! Except for they've done ballsier things than us because... We've done ballsier things than us on the show.
Yes.
So some pretty, I won't say proud moments, but definitely edgy.
Moments.
Yeah. So let's get to questions because we started this one late and I want to get out of here.
Okay.
Because I don't care about any of you people.
And
yes, I mean you people. Listeners. Yes.
Exactly. What do you mean, you people?
I'm
I want to get my elbows under the hood and work on things or
audiencist. I'm an audiencist.
And I'm just going to say this for next week.
Yes.
Please, no questions about the fucking presidential State of the Union tonight and its Republican answer. And I don't give two shits. I'm so tired of the whole fucking thing. Just want to put that out there. I had to listen to all that shit on the way to get you tonight.
Oh.
And I wanted to shoot myself in the car, but I said, no, I got to pick up Andy. And if I shoot myself in the car, I'll never get there to pick him up. Nor would I be here to say anything about the podcast. So, Tom Brophy, don't ask me political questions. I think you're the only one who might do that.
You can just PM me.
Rob McLennan, you you can't. You're not of this country.
You're not of this. You are not of this world.
And Paula, thankfully, you would never be so cruel as to ask questions like that.
You realize you are just fishing for a Dennis Nickel question about the State of the Union.
Shh.
Okay. I don't think he watched it, but I bet you're fishing.
I'm really not. I just figure if there was any mention of food in the State of the Union,
right,
then Dennis might say something because he's always asking us about food related. Yeah. Hey, when are you guys going to do more food reviews and
my friends,
stuff?
My friends across the aisle, they might say I don't like burgers. And that's just not true.
I'm just a hot dog man.
I like them. Good. Go.
I like my meat between the buns to be tubular.
I mean, he's got to stay politically neutral, right? So it's like, go Patriots.
Patriots. May the best team with blue in their colors win.
Hey! Now, Paul of course, if they do win, the Republicans are going to blame that on Obama because, see, the Patriots, they're the 1770. They're the founding fathers, right? Right. So, those liberals from Seattle.
And the Seahawks have a Native American logo-ish.
Well, yeah, but at least ours isn't like, hey, guy who we slaughtered, we're going to call our team you.
Yes.
It was like, hey, we both appreciate this fine, majestic bird thing that you made.
Mm.
Can we use that? Yes. All right, great. Versus, mm-hmm. No, we meant the potatoes that we gave smallpox to.
I thought that was the blankets.
You don't give smallpox the blankets. You put smallpox on the blankets and give it to the people you hate.
Oh. Where did the potatoes come in?
Idaho. Where they always come in.
Oh, right. Okay. Never mind.
Can I talk a moment about potatoes?
Sure. Please.
Let me explain. It doesn't take too long. Let me sum up. So, Granny Mahara no longer works on Mythbusters. Grant, Tori, and Carrie were all phased out because of contract disputes or whatever. I watched the first episode of this season and it's really not as exciting without those three, which is sad because I really love Mythbusters. I love it a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I did not know the three of them were gone.
Yeah, they wanted too much money or something. I don't know. Hmm. I'm like, hey, Discovery, how about, you know.
Hey, two bards will come do it for cheap.
How about instead of, spending all that money on special effects to show ghosts or whatever, you fucking just show science, which is cheaper generally, and pay these people. And then, of course, after that firing, they did. They decided, hey, that's what we're going to do now. Discovery's going back to its roots of Discovery, like the magazine after which it was named.
Oh, yes.
So, anyway. So, to make his money dollars, Grant is now shilling for McDonald's by doing scientific, air quotes, if you can't hear them, by the way. They were pretty big.
They were. I'm pretty sure you heard the...
So, scientific... it wasn't scientific at all. He fucking went and did a How It's Made, essentially, at Simplot in Idaho. Like, oh, no, see, they're real potatoes. They're not... Because, you know, there's the rumor that they're mashed and then extruded and shaped and everything.
Really?
Yeah, people think that. People are stupid.
Wow.
I mean, it's a fucking potato. That is nature's mashed and extruded. Like, that's what they are. They're just fucking starch pods.
Yep.
So, you don't have
to... It's not like going to the moon or anything.
Right. So, anyway. This is one small spud for man. So I saw that today, and it made me sad in my heart. Where all my fat is, as we discussed earlier. They sugar their fries, by the way. I thought that was, like, impressive that they're like, hey, here's where we put this chemical anti-graying agent and sugar on these motherfuckers.
Oh, yes, because sugar makes... Yeah, wow. The industrial complex that has gone from low fat or from a fat-filled... I can't even talk about it. It frustrates me so much learning the things that I learned about the government and scientific studies. It's almost as good as the NFL and the concussion gate and CTE and...
Oh, you mean where they said that nobody got concussions? Or that
Since 1994 have said, no, playing football does not in any way lead to future health problems.
Right.
even though 45 out of 46 brains surveyed say mush. CTE.
Now that is expeller press mush.
Yes.
Make a French fry out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at you, Rice.
Did we explain potatoes?
I think so. Anyway, so Grandy Mahara, that's he's shilling for McDonald's now. Made me sad.
Oh. Grant Imahara.
Grant Imahara.
Okay, see, I was doing the crispy otso.
Oh!
And I thought that you said Granny Mahara. Oh. And I was like, who is...
it's, so it's him.
Granny from Idaho mm-hmm. and potatoes came off the boat from Ireland. I don't know.
Nice. Anyway, so yeah, that's my little rant.
Okay.
So let's get to questions.
Paula Moran says, sorry I missed you guys this last week.
It's okay, Paula.
It is okay. You are entitled. I apparently caught the plague from my little niece at New Year's and have been trying to just be able to breathe. Being able to breathe is a good thing and way more important than tuning into us.
Yeah, agreed.
She writes, have you ever had a video game or movie where the amazing characters made up for a rather lackluster or confusing plot?
Yes.
And I know that there's a yes, so while I'm waiting to figure it out...
Oh boy, let's see. Hellboy, that's a good one. It wasn't that the plot was confusing, it was just pretty lackluster. The plot was very lackluster.
In the first one or the second?
First.
Really?
Second one was confusing.
Yeah,
first one was lackluster.
Okay, yeah, I could do that.
So we got that. We've got Interstellar, to me. the characters... Well, the acting was extremely good. The mm-hmm. characters, when you take out the humans, were great.
Mm-hmm.
The robots were fucking awesome. So that did that for me. Really a lot of fucking movies, man. The first half of 13th Warrior, where it was just kind of meh until you got into the sort of...
It was Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas. Okay. As an Arabic... As a Muslim Arab... In among Vikings,
yes,
you need a
Michael
Spaniard.
Crichton.
Yeah,
what was the name of the book? It wasn't 13th
Eater
Warrior.
Of the Dead, I think.
Yeah, okay.
So there's Eater of the Dead, and then Michael Crichton had another one called
Sphere.
Sphere sucked all the way. There was no good part of Sphere,
except for this. Well, the book, the story was good.
Fuck
I read
Sphere.
The book. One of the few books
that
I read.
Sphere. Is a fucking bead on the string that I will shove up my ass because I hated it. One of many spheres. Just the one, really. Little sphere. There are lots.
Little sphere. Big sphere. Let me in.
God, what else is there? The fucking example of this, to me, the top tier example of this, is John Leguizamo in Spawn. Or...
Yes.
Or the whole, I always want to call it Harold and Kumar. No, fucking Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. Same thing. Because Wesley Snipes and Patrick Swayze were playing, hey, I'm not really like this kind of characters. And John Leguizamo was, fuck it, I am fabulous.
Yeah.
And he fucking sold it. So, but definitely in Spawn. Oh God, that movie was fuck horrible.
Yeah. And okay, I'm just gonna go with that.
All right, good.
These are in order.
Scott C. Brown in Darkness Rising.
Jeez, yeah, that guy sucked. Oh no,
no,
yeah,
no, plot, he was the same.
The plot was
yeah.
I will say not so much Darkness Rising. I'll say Hands of Fate.
Okay, I can take that. I will agree with you on that.
I will say that the character of Leo really pulled things together in that movie. And you should have a goddamn card made for him.
Yeah, he ties everything together so well, a German should piss on him.
Wow.
Big Lebowski, come on.
Okay, so...
I guess I should have said a nihilist should piss on him, because they weren't all German.
Right. Rob McLennan asks in this one, is there a single, easily portable prop that you've worked with in your time in various productions that you would have taken home if you could have?
As I'm holding the Sword of Fighting, There's a brick from Darkness Rising. I'm going to say there's not one that he would have taken home if he could have. He just took them all home.
No, there's one that we would have taken home and wanted to.
Was it the dog?
On the plane. From?
From Guelph. Hold on, I'm trying. Oh, God, yeah. We can just say what it is.
Okay, yeah.
It's the Dwarven Goggles.
The Dwarven Goggles.
Yeah.
We, yeah. Thought we had.
Also Shadow. Or, sorry, his name's not Shadow, but it's what's in the fucking credits, so it's what I keep saying. I don't remember the dog's name, but it's not Shadow. Remember we were corrected after the credits were finalized? Well, anyway, that fucking dog.
Oh, right, yeah.
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 So.
Yes, totally would have taken him home.
His name's Shadow now, though.
Yeah. Otherwise... No, I have taken most props that I could home, costume pieces as well,
mm-hmm.
Which, for the record, I own all the armor for Strong Like Bull.
Mm-hmm.
I also, I'm staring at it right now, own Bob Sapp's belt as Kern.
It's the only belt he's ever had. So, anyway. Now, in fairness, all of the shirts from Darkness Rising were yours.
They were.
Yeah.
And I also have the Flynn costume.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Both of them.
Flynn the Fine and Flynn the older. little wiser.
And I am going to say, oh, I lost that stuff from the other movie and go back. I like the crushed purple velvet.
Me too.
And I did not. I like the teal tights better. Mm. So if there's a four, I'm pushing very hard for that costume because
that's
what it's going to be.
The biggest problem we have with portable props is Zoe tends to give them away as Kickstarter rewards, which, by the way, are a pain in the fucking ass to pack. Just putting that out there. Make it sound like something. Flick it.
And the original Jack Newcomer prop, which was given to Other Beardy Face and signed by Cass, which is simply printed CASS double underlined. That specific card from the movie was just laying on the counter, and I went, well, if no one else is going to do the obvious. So every time Brian comes over, he's looking at it, and I'm like, no, you can't have it. You left it on the counter.
You gave it away.
That's right.
You fucking gave it, and he's your employee, so that counts. You can just take it at any time.
So now it sits underneath, being guarded by the Red Dragon.
Yep.
Next to the gloriously hand-painted mini, new mini, the new version of Flynn the Fine. Because he's a little buffer and the mandolin is a little rounder. And the pile of dead bards. And also the original Nodwick signed by Aaron Williams.
Mm, very cool.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
I'll do that now.
Yeah. You should put them all into a box and make Stevie hold on to it for a while.
And he would.
He would.
That's what he does.
He'd sing a song about it.
He would. Which we're working on, I need to remind him of, but someone had asked me about chords or music for the
Theron.
Ode to Theron, and I think the...
Praise be to thee, O Theron, goddess of the Lord. That one?
And the other one.
Oh, the other one, okay.
Dear Peasant.
Oh, yeah. they could calm your or else they'll let the
sorceress kill your ass dead.
Now you did not sing those.
Nope, they used some guy who went on to be an opera singer.
Oh,
yeah,
maybe Mike Rowe. We don't know.
And I tried really hard. Mike Rowe.
Mike Rowe was an opera singer. You didn't know that?
Did not know that.
Yeah, he was an opera
pipes
singer.
For it. I practiced for like 2 hours.
Well,
really seriously trying to get that for the Hymn to Theron and was really, really mad that they didn't at least give me one take where I could try to sing it. but the whole lip syncing Journey-esque style to it came out of that with Brian and I demanding that we get a if you're not going to actually let me try to sing this thing. And I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be used. I knew that I couldn't do it, but I practiced for like 2.5 hours of that day standing out on the street corner in Tacoma,
which is not a safe place to sing.
Not that
in purple booties.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So your music, your entire musical contribution to the movie was that little plunk when you go see the king.
Yes.
Yeah.
The accidental.
But it was awesome.
My bracers.
Yeah.
Got caught in the mandolin.
Plink.
Plink.
It was just great. It was. I'm glad they kept the sound in.
Yes, I am. As well, Paula Moran writes later.
Oh, okay.
Have you given any more thought about running a voice / acting workshop at Gen Con this year? I don't care if other people are more qualified. You guys would be more fun.
I don't know if I'm going to Gen Con this year.
A, yes, we would be more fun. Yeah. B, don't know if I'm going to Gen Con this year. C, not our call to make the panel, but if you want Gen Con to do that, contact them. Tell them that we have a podcast and you want to have us come and talk about these things.
Yeah.
And we would love to.
The reason
it's not like ZoeCon or something where we could say, hey, we're going to do this panel.
Yeah. The reason I say that I'm not qualified to do it is because I haven't really done it. Well, I can't say I haven't done it professionally anymore.
Nope.
But I haven't done it classically yet. You've done some classical voice work, like where you've trained and you've done the and rubbed your throat and done the fucking lemon juice or whatever. I don't know.
No, I personally find that to be bullshit.
Okay. Well,
others don't, and that's awesome.
All I know is the last time I did it, it was an incredibly hard read and I was in and out in 6 takes.
Yep.
So I was out in under 15 minutes for a 30-second read, which is usually an hour worth of work.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'd be able to offer though, because I didn't do any. I just went in and did it. There's your fucking advice. Just go do it.
Yeah, but
practice voices all the time. Just practice them. Have fun.
Hey, don't give away the panel.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm not going to be there, man. I'm just going to be honest. I'm not going to Gen Con most likely. I'll be at RadCon.
I understand.
We should do this next year at RadCon.
I really tried to get a panel on things like that at RadCon. And I'm still finagling with Elizabeth. I don't know who does the programming there, but we could be doing it at Spokon.
That's true.
Because I did one panel like that at Spokon last year, and I think that we're trying to expand upon that.
Any panel at Spokon where you're behind a table instead of under it is a win for me. Not for you.
No.
But for me.
Yeah.
You're not wearing kilts anymore, so that helps.
Are
you gonna fucking wear a kilt just to spite me? Is that what you're? I see the look.
Mm-hmm.
I see the fucking look.
Maybe.
Oh my god. McFurry schlong.
It's not like the fiasco of Gen Con 2008.
I wasn't there for the fiasco of Gen Con 2008, but I've heard the story of the fiasco of Gen Con of 2008.
It still lives on.
It almost didn't.
Oh, almost.
I almost never got to meet you.
Yeah.
It was dangerous, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, story for another time.
Yeah.
Although I think I've told it
many
times. finally.
Finally. Jesus.
If we want it to be finally.
Sure.
Rob McLennan writes, imagine.
Done.
If you will.
Oh, okay.
That we've won the Powerball.
Okay.
I'm assuming lottery.
Okay, yes. Because I'm like, I'm already halfway there, buddy.
Yeah, I've got a Powerball. More money than you could spend in a lifetime, even after gifting every family member and friend that you have. That leaves you tens of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just says tens of millions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming he means dollars and not family and friends.
Right. Let's go with like euros or something. Let's give ourselves some bonus here. Let's double.
Yeah,
let's do pounds. Let's do pounds.
Yeah.
Pounds or euros.
We've won the London...
Well, wait, hold on, because the Swiss franc just fell, which I think drove the euro up above the pound. So let's go with euros.
Okay, let's go with euros.
So we've won the European lottery. Powerball.
Yes, Powerball.
The dollar bill.
Tens of millions of euros with which to leave our mark on the world.
Mm-hmm.
The questions are, A,
mm-hmm.
how would you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Sub-answer question, mm-hmm. arts or education endowment,
mm-hmm.
Make your dream, I guess it's one question, three parts.
Mm-hmm.
How would you do it? A, arts or education endowments,
mm-hmm.
B, make your dream project. I don't know, I'll just ask the other question. How would you want the world to remember you, or would you care if it did?
Well, ultimately, the world remembering you only lasts as long as human history anyway. So, doesn't really matter. I just want the people who are alive right now to give a shit. That's my big, like, thing. Because you don't know...
I don't even care about that.
Name the best stage actor from 900 AD.
Edwin Booth.
No. No. The best stage actor who isn't related to a psychopath and also was born at that time.
Edwin Sir Fluffy McPants and Grab.
That sounds good to me. Yeah. It's probably something in like Middle English that's just or Old English, I guess, at that point.
Yeah.
Almost Norse. Anglo something.
Spartan.
You don't know. You don't know. And you name the most famous
person
actor
from
India right now. Right now. The most famous actor from India who does Indian film.
Kumar.
No.
Harold?
Yes.
Okay.
No. See, you don't know.
No.
So,
no,
yeah.
I don't care.
But they probably do know George Clooney. So in fairness, it does work the other way. What would I do? Oh, man. Well, I'm going to go with... See, I want to do both. I want to produce my dream project, but I want to hire people who, one, need the money.
Mm-hmm.
In areas where they don't get a lot of the money, and two, who are maybe interested in the arts but don't have the ability to do it because there are no jobs in the area. So maybe create an endowment that helps people produce my dream project. That way people can live my dream for once instead
yes.
of me living theirs.
I would work on dream projects, and I think in doing that, kind of as you're saying, I would make a company kind of like the Project Greenlight
mm-hmm.
idea. Where, you know, maybe it's two bards, but we have money to make other people able to do what they want to do without having to go through the Washington film bullshit.
Filmworks. Yeah, there's
well, not Filmworks. Filmworks is great, but the governmental
oh god, the grant
bullshit.
Yeah, or not the grant, the tax break.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to do.
Tax break.
I want to turn this one around. Because I know he's got one, and say, Dennis Nickel, why don't you write in with what you would do if you won the Powerball?
Because he's won the Powerball?
No, because he knows this. He's got this one down.
Oh, he knows the answer.
And we'll read that next podcast.
Okay, yes.
And we'll then we'll do that. That's what we'll do.
I would also do educational endowments.
I'm endowed enough, baby.
I would give to...
Let's be honest. We would just hire Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Well, that.
Yeah.
So that we could finally get him on this podcast. But
could have him on tons of podcasts.
I'd give to local community theaters.
Mm.
And
who would
help
you give
them,
to?
Ethiopia.
Mm. Which, so,
I'd
so
take
we're going to pick
all and give them.
We're picking two local community theaters and shipping them out to Ethiopia.
Yep.
Done. Hasadiga Ibawai.
Is that Swahili?
I think so.
Okay.
Hasadiga means God, and Ibawai means fuck you. So I guess it means fuck you, God. Have you not seen Book of Mormon?
No, I didn't get to go.
Well, I sure did.
Yes, you did.
You went to Disneyland. Fuck you.
It was way better than
Scott
Book
C.
of
Brown,
Mormon.
Ibawai. Scott C. Brown, Ibawai. Anyway, so Neil
deGrasse,
Tyson, we don't have 10 million euros each.
No.
Or tens of millions of euros each. I'm going to go with 99.9999 because that's tens of millions of euros.
Mm-hmm.
But it maximizes it, giving us almost $200 million roughly. So we're going to go with that. Please come on our show if you can and ever hear us and are able. You're able. I know for a fact you're fucking able. You wrestled in high school. I know you can move. You can get on a plane. You can come out. We will reimburse you.
We'll reimburse you. We'll give you your chicken.
We'll give you... Huh? I'm not...
Tyson chicken.
Oh, feeding you like family.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were being racist.
Not biting his ear like...
Oh.
Mike, but...
Well, that's kind of a chicken move.
It is. A little bit.
Oh, my God.